Here we are out on the Manx Radio grass bank again, and the ongoing, it must be year two or three of this, I think, of the Manx grass bank project, if that's what we're calling it. I think it is, where we've been basically trying to naturalise the grass bank behind a Manx Radio and let it, the wildflowers try and bloom a little bit and bring a bit more biodiversity into the area, with the help, of course, of the Manx Wildlife Trust. And Hannah is here, as she has been from the beginning. Is this the third year, second year? I've lost track now. Can you remember?
I've lost track. I think it must be two or three. I'm trying to think. Maybe three. Let's go with three. I think it's been longer than two.
It has. And so today we've been doing a bit more planting, because we put in some of these... they're actually hawthorns we put in a while back down by the side of the path. And we planted that up, was that a year ago, last year?
Yeah, that was last year, yeah.
And it was absolutely, yeah, it was a very cold, windy day, and the soil out the back here is very poor, so we really struggled to get them in. They've had a winter where they've been absolutely hammered by the weather. Anyone who's been to Manx Radio will know, on Douglas Head, you get some ferocious winds, such that will literally blow people off their feet. And... amazingly, we've been having a look today, so you've very kindly come here today so to replace anything that's died. Most of them have survived.
There's only been a couple which haven't survived, which is amazing. And considering there was one that was quite literally horizontal that we've had to prop back up. No, they've done tremendously well. And I think, one, they've taken a battering. And two, the ground here is extremely hard. And so I was saying to Howard, I felt a bit bad because it was probably the worst tree planting I've ever done, quality-wise. I mean, I can't believe any have survived, considering the tiny hole that they were put in and the fact that we just sort of shoved them into very shallow holes and just hoped for the best. But they've done okay.
They have. Some of them have been hunkering down by being horizontal to the ground. But yeah, it is amazing how nature, how resilient it is. And hawthorns, well, they are a hedgerow tree. They are very tough, and my goodness, they need to be around here with poor soil, heavy winds and rain. And yeah, I think there's only one or two that don't seem to have made it. And some of them look like they're dead, but you look down at the ground and they're sprouting up from the base again. So we've been putting up a few more tree guards again today, and hopefully the idea is that'll give them a bit of protection, particularly from rabbits and such like around here.
Yeah, I think from rabbits, and it will give them a bit of shelter. I think it's interesting because we've planted some more today, and the ones that I've brought with me today have been up in a nice sheltered area at Milne Town. So they've been outside, but they've been in quite a nice sheltered area, and they are absolutely covered with leaves already. They're really, really green and quite bushy. And then compared to the ones that we planted last year, which are only just starting to get their leaves, it's interesting. I don't quite know why, but I wonder if it's because the ones we've already planted have had that sort of battering, and so they've just been a bit slower to grow. So hopefully the guards will also sort of shelter them. It will create sort of a bit of a greenhouse effect, and it might warm them up and let them grow a bit more.
Fingers crossed. We are heading towards spring, hopefully, he says, looking as some rain starts heading our way. We'll give them a water in any case. But yeah, hopefully the idea was it will provide a bit more biodiversity, help with the bird life and some of the life around here. The other interesting thing I've sort of noticed where we're standing here now, so this patch has been just, again, been given the minimum cutting, so it's been left to grow long until the back end of the summer, or at least after Timwell Day. I think last year it was cut in July or something like that, and trimmed right back. Even now it's quite short, and you can see if you look to the other side of the drive at Manx Radio, there's a difference between the grass here and the grass at the other side, which isn't Manx Radio's. I think it belongs to the flats or the corporation, and is just sort of mown on a 3-weekly basis, something like that, through the year. And you can actually see a difference, can't you?
You can see a really big difference. I think, first of all, with the grass height. So, I mean, I was, before we started recording, I said to Howard, oh, it looks like it's been freshly mown. And you said, oh, no, it hasn't since last year. And I think it's because we've been managing it in this way for wildflowers. We've been cutting the grass and then we've been removing it. The nutrient level, I think, is starting to go down. And I think you can see the evidence of that now, which probably means that the grass is growing more slowly. While I could imagine that the grass on the other side, they maybe leave the cuttings when they've cut them, or maybe they're feeding it. So there's more nutrients in the soil, which is making the grass go faster, which is therefore, unfortunately, not allowing any wildflowers fast to grow. And also the colour difference as well. I mean, maybe it's not necessarily what loads of people want, but on this side of where Manx Radio is, the grass is lighter, there's sort of more yellow, there's actually lots of different colours in the grass because there's lots of different leaves from different wildflowers growing. While on the other side, it is a really vibrant, just bright green. And again, that's because of the nutrients and the fact that the grass is being fed and it's only grass that's growing there rather than, you know, over on the Manx Radio side, that it's much more biodiverse and there's lots of other things growing. I mean, I can see sort of, you know, mosses and things under where we are. You can really see sort of a patchwork of yellow and green and different shades of green. And it's lovely. I think we're starting to really see the fruits of our labour.
Yeah, I think so as well. So the grand plan now is we're going to have a bit of a rest now and get in before it starts raining, hopefully. And then in a couple of months' time, when we're getting into summer, June time, hopefully come back, bring Andre, if we can prize him away from, he's always a busy man somewhere, but Andre Doubledam, who is a whiz on all the wildflowers around here, and hopefully then do a survey, go around with him and the clipboard and mark down all the species we've seen here, so we've got a baseline then and see how it goes from there, and hopefully we do see a difference in the number of plants who have actually naturalised on this side of the bank. The other great thing we should say, you brought an extra pair of hands with us today.
I did indeed.
Like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Lucy Felton. So I'm 2.5 weeks into a role with Manx Wildlife Trust. I'm their new partnerships officer.
Oh, great. So what does that involve?
Looking after their wonderful existing relationships that they have. So making sure that, you know, they're really engaged, and also looking for some other corporate partnerships and relationships that would, you know, love to find the benefit of coming to work with us.
And you come from a corporate background yourself?
I do. 33 years in the corporate world. I was actually with Lloyds Bank, and that's where I started my relationship with Manx Wildlife Trust, working alongside Graham to bring Hannah in. In fact, Hannah and I joke, I interviewed you, didn't I? Delighted to see the success that Hannah's made of the role.
And have you always enjoyed wildlife and getting out? We've been getting your hands dirty today. Thank you very much for helping us. So you always enjoy getting out and about?
Absolutely, yes. I didn't move to the island until I was 14, but we'd always kept a house here and came here every single holiday whilst other families went abroad. We came to the Isle of Man, and it was the most exciting treat for us to get off the boat and spend time here. So yes, absolutely love nature. I'm happier outdoors than anywhere else.
So now you're sort of seeing, still got a corporate head on, but sort of on the other side of the fence, as it were.
Yes, that's right. And I'm so lucky to be surrounded by the absolute experts at Manx Wildlife Trust. I learn something new from them every day. It's fascinating. Yeah, dream job, Howard.
Brilliant. So just getting your feet under the desk a couple of weeks in, and no doubt at the moment getting around, making contacts and seeing all the people, the many people that Manx Wildlife Trust work with.
Yes, yeah, very much so. So speaking to my existing contacts, speaking to the partnerships that Manx Wildlife Trust already have, but I'm really, really open and eager to speak to anyone who wants to learn more about the benefits of a partnership and whether that partnership is to engage their colleagues or to engage their clients as well. It's something wonderful about coming from a corporate background that has worked with Manx Wildlife Trust and sees how it can really work and really benefit, you know, both the corporate themselves and also the colleagues within that business as well. So yeah, really, really excited about the role.
And if people want to get in contact with you to find out more about working with Manx Wildlife Trust, can they just get you directly emailed to you?
Yes, of course they can. They can email me at lucy.felton@mwt.im.
Lovely. Well, best of luck, and no doubt we'll speak again in the future.
Thank you so much.
Right, well, I can see rain heading this way. I think our job here is done, so thanks very much, and we will report back on the Manx Radio Grass Bank podcast in a couple of months' time.